Liver spots appeared in my vision, weathered and strange, white hair wiry and stiff beneath his hat, his loose skin somehow reptilian in the dim light. "I know you," I slurred, the words tumbling out without checking in with my brain. "I know who you are now." Liverspots knelt down over me. He took my wrists and clamped something around them. While he did, Gravain came up and took the Word of Kemler from my limp fingers. He opened it and began scanning through pages until he found the passage he'd been looking for. He read it, stared at it for a long moment, and then opened his mouth in a slow, wheezing cackle. "By the night," he said, his voice dusty and amused. "It's so simple. How could I not have seen it before?"
"You are satisfied?" Liverspots asked Gravain.
"Entirely," Gravain said.
"And you will stand by our bargain?"
"Of course," Gravain answered. He read another page of the book. "A pleasure working with you. He's all yours." Gravain turned, still beating a slow rhythm on his leg, and the shambling zombies followed him.
"Well, Dresden,"
Liverspots said once they were gone. His voice was a rich, rough purr.
"I believe you were saying you recognized me."
I stared up at him blankly.
"Let me help your memory," he said.
He took an olive drab duffel bag from his shoulder and set it on the ground. Then, mostly with one hand, he opened it. And he drew out a Louisville Slugger. "Oh, my God." I tried to move, but I couldn't. The metal bindings burned cold on my wrists.
"You,"
I said. "You busted up my car."
"Mm-hmm. Much as you broke my ankles, my knees, my wrists, and my hands with the Louisville Slugger baseball bat while I lay helpless on the floor."
Quintus Cassius, the snake boy. The serpent-summoning sorcerer and former knight of the Order of the Blackened Denarius smiled down at me. He leaned over, kneeling, and far too close to me for comfort, and whispered to me as if to a lover.
"I have dreamed of this night, boy,"
he purred, and gently stroked the side of my face with the baseball bat.
"In my day, we would say that revenge is sweet, but times have changed. How do you say? Payback is a bitch."